Welcome to 2023 Talks, War Following Our Democracy in Historic Times.
In his State of the Union, Joe Biden must answer for his failed leadership. Whether it's the border crisis continuing to rage at our southern border, crushing inflation and over $30 trillion in national debt.
While President Joe Biden used his State of the Union speech to outline his economic plans, the COVID-19 recovery, and stressing the need for bipartisanship, House Republicans, including New York's Elise Stefanik, pressed Biden to address GOP priorities. Republican Missouri Representative Jason Smith argued speaking with everyday Americans is the best way to determine what issues need to be addressed. Meanwhile, Democrats were eager to hear the president's speech and capitalize on progress made in the past year. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar said her caucus knows there is more work ahead, but believes Republican infighting will cause confusion and delay. She contended Democrats are trying to be bipartisan, but the sentiment isn't being returned.
We are willing to work with any Republican when and if they decide to put the American people first.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents testified before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee about the border crisis. Democrats spoke about how more fentanyl is getting stopped at the border, but Republicans noted the number of people carrying drugs into the country is unclear. Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz lamented the disconnect between the parties.
All we're doing in this hearing is politicizing another issue in this country that doesn't need to be politicized. We all agree that fentanyl is a problem.
Constituents of New York's 3rd Congressional District rallied in Washington to call for the removal of their elected representative, George Santos. In the wake of numerous scandals, including accusations of lying about his credentials and personal life during the campaign, the House Ethics Committee is investigating, and the Republican chair of his district has called for him to resign. Co-founder of the group Concerned Citizens of NY03, Jody Cass Finkel, said Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy can no longer ignore their pleas for Santos' resignation.
We are here because Speaker McCarthy apparently cannot hear us when we speak from Long Island. Speaker McCarthy, you're turning a deaf ear to our needs, but the country is beyond giving Santos the benefit of the doubt.
As political fights continue on the debt ceiling, Chairman of the Federal Reserve Jerome Powell doesn't want anyone to think the Federal Reserve can shield financial markets or their economy from delays in the process. He said there is only one way it can end.
This really can only end one way, and that is with Congress raising the debt ceiling in a timely fashion so that the U.S. can pay all of its bills when and as due. That's what has to happen.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.